Another entrepreneur, like Idricio, who knows what technology is capable of, is Sara Inés Calderón. She's developing a mobile application called Electa. It aims to make the process of casting the ballot easier for Latinos by providing useful information that's particular to them, like what ID is the best ID to bring to the polls. Recently, Electa was named a finalist for the Voto Latino Innovators Challenge. Sara gave us some words of wisdom or sabiduría.
I would say that if we had a more inclusive tech sector, we would have more innovative products. I would really like it if I could have a bilingual texting functionality on my phone, because sometimes I mean Spanish and sometimes I mean English, and this is 2015, and I know that we have the technology available to make that distinction. There's just nobody in the room to tell the people building that technology that that's something that's a necessity for people. I think that there are lots of Latinos doing a bunch of innovative things, but they're not the ones who are getting the VC funding. They're not the ones who are being profiled in, you know, Fortune magazine. So you're not going to hear about them. And so I think that while, yes, there is a dearth of Latino engineers in our major Fortune 500 companies and whatever, there's also a bunch of people who are out there doing it on their own because the system's not lending itself to enabling them to be successful within that system. So they kind of do things their own way. Electa is a mobile-first application that we're building to help campaigns, candidates, and nonprofits or other organizations engage Latino voters. I'll speak in Texas. I think those voter ID laws tend to disenfranchise particular groups of voters. You're talking about Latinos, people who are in college, for example, or the elderly who may or may not have a quote-unquote valid ID as described by this law. Electa's voter ID information is meant to kind of give people a heads up. We want to be able to allow these types of push notifications that might remind somebody, hey, if you don't have your ID, you have 3 months to get it, or you have 2 months to get it, or here's the link. Latinos started using mobile in innovative ways. A mobile phone is a better tool for somebody who might have a bigger family or might have a more modest budget than buying a desktop or buying a laptop and also paying for that internet connection. What we've seen over time is that Latinos tend to use mobile in ways that weren't really originally planned. Very recently, I had to go online and renew my vehicle registration with the state of Texas. So my name is Sara Inés Calderón. There's an accent on the E, and Calderón has an accent on the O. And the state of Texas website came back at me with an error message that said, the following entries have special characters that need to be changed. And so I think that something as simple as allowing people to spell their names correctly on a form, and also allowing people to engage with government. Basically, if any website is going to be as easily accessible on mobile as it is on a desktop, that's something that'll be super helpful to Latinos.
So, Maria, I've learned way more than I ever thought I'd learn about phones doing this reporting.
Was there something that stuck out in all of this talking that you did about this issue?
You know, Maria, I talked to Dr. Ricardo Munoz, and he said something that I really think gets to the heart of why phones are so important to the Latino community.
I grew up in this small city in Peru, and I would sing Mexican corridos and Argentinian tangos and all this music from countries very far away from where I grew up. And then when TV came, you know, I was Gene Autry and my brother was Roy Rogers. We were aware of things that were happening very far away from our small city, which was in the foothills of the Andes, through technology.
Latinos, both in Latin America and here in the U.S., are very aware that there are things going on beyond their national borders. And to know about those things, you need technology. So it's no wonder Latinos are such big smartphone users.
You know, it's funny because when you think of your stereotypical, you know, tech lover, who that person is, you might think of like a geeky white guy. But
right.
but no.
Yeah, right. But to me, it's a very exciting thought that because tech and phones are so popular and intuitive to Latinos, the technology really could be used in more ways that would improve their lives.
So you're basically saying, look, this is just the beginning of this conversation about Latinos and tech and phones.
Yeah, smartphones are going to turn all Latinos into superhumans. Okay, I mean, maybe not, but like, think about the possibilities.
This was a great hour, Antonia. Thank you so much.
I'm so happy we did it. Thanks, Maria.